Today's story starts in the lobby of a downtown hotel. Our protagonist is a nationally certified American Sign Language interpreter who spent years bouncing between medical and courtroom assignments. This skill led to an all-new side hustle, turning empty hotel conference rooms into a training ground for quick, practical ASL. ASL, of course, American Sign Language. This is part of our first $1,000 series, How Somebody Makes Their First $1,000 with a New Idea. How do they go from idea to income? How do they get to that point? And of course, once you begin to earn real money, the steps required to go to the next level are often much easier than that first real paycheck. So let's consider that as we hear this story. And thanks for being out there, by the way. All right, passing the mic. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up.
I'm based in Las Vegas, and I've done sign language interpretation in hospitals and courtrooms for 8 years. I love the work, but the on-call lifestyle is brutal. One Friday, I was finishing a medical assignment at an airport Hampton Inn when a deaf couple tried to check in. The front desk fumbled through charades for 5 full minutes. On the drive home, I outlined a workshop called Front Desk ASL in 4 hours. The pitch was simple. I'd come to the hotel on a quiet Sunday, train up to a dozen employees and leave them with a laminated cheat sheet the size of a room key. The fee was $1,100 flat, no per head counting, no surprise costs. A general manager could approve it as a guest experience training, the same budget line they use for CPR or food safety refreshers. My first email went to 8 local GMs. Subject line, your deaf guests deserve better than charades. Here's a 4-hour fix. Hotel number 3, Hampton, where I'd witnessed the struggle, replied within the hour. Their ballroom sat empty most Sundays. They agreed to host a class the following weekend. The workshop ran from noon to 4. We started with a warm welcome of easy phrases, hello, credit card, elevator on the right. After a coffee break, we practiced yes or no questions and 5 common help requests, towels, Wi-Fi, late checkout, lost key, directions to the pool. We finished by filming each participant signing great service. I edited the clips into a 30-second Instagram reel, tagged the property, and thanked them for leading the industry. That video did more than any ad could. A manager at a boutique hotel downtown saw it and booked a session for the very next Sunday. 2 weekends, 2 invoices, $2,200 gross. After square fees, laminated cards, and a tray of pastries, I'd cleared more than $2,000. Since then, I've run classes for a restaurant group, a museum welcome desk, and even a cruise ship crew during a turnaround day. The formula never changes. 4 hours, 12 seats, 1 flat fee, paid by the employer, not the staff. If you're tempted to try something similar, remember 2 things. First, solve a narrow, painful problem. I don't sell Learn ASL. I sell avoid a 5-minute mime show at check-in. Second, borrow space. Conference rooms, church basements, even library auditoriums sit empty on Sundays, keeping overhead near zero. I still take medical interpreting gigs, but twice a month you'll find me in a quiet ballroom, teaching clerks how to sign, "Welcome to our hotel." It's practical, fast, and every guest, hearing or deaf, benefits. I'm having fun and hope to continue.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. It's also a story of doing good and doing well at the same time. Nothing wrong with profiting from something that is also making the world a better place. And here we are, episode 3201, 3,201 episodes down. I'm so thankful to be able to make this podcast for you every day. If you go to sidehustleschool.com, you can download or stream the entire archive of the show completely free. You can also subscribe or follow for new episodes that drop every day, also completely free. That's it for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.